Shalom Aleichem, welcome to the next installment of the Ebenezer Bootcamp. Today we're going to be dealing with another Ksuba issue. Last time we spoke about Vikanina and the implication in terms of who made the Kinyan, whose Sudar was used. Today we're going to deal with the writing of the word Vikanina or Vikanena, as the case may be. If you've ever served as an aide at a signing of a ksuba, you may have noticed that some Masajei Kiddushin are particular not to fill in the word Vikanina until after the kinyan is actually made. Others have the entire text of the ksuba filled out before. They'll read it over to the chassan in the presence of the aidim, and then they'll make the kinyan, or have the Adim make the kinyan, as we discussed, and then the Adim will sign. So what's the basis for those who are makbid to leave out the word Vikanina? And conversely, what's the rationale for those who fill it in before? So there are a number of, we'll call them contemporary tshuvas that already address this issue. Rav Gestetner Zatzal in Az Nidbru Chelek Tes Simen Nun Vav. Chelek Tes Simen Nun Vav was asked about this back in Tavshin Lamed Ches 1978. The Shoel says, Esmach Ma'od im Yuchal Limtzuk Tzas Panai Lahoshiv Chavaz Daito B'Davar Zeh. I would very much appreciate if the Rav could find the time to respond to my question. Haminag Atzleinu. He's writing from Chutz Laretz, and he says, I don't know if this is the minig in Eretz Yisrael also, but in Chutz Laretz, where I'm writing from, the minig seems to be Shetevas Vekanina Shebeksuba Ein Kosin Ad La'achar She'asa HaKinyan Sudar. It is very common that Masajei Kiddushin don't fill in the word Vekanina until after they've actually orchestrated the Kinyan to be done with the Chasan. Chipasti Bekama Sfarim. And he goes on to say which svarim he looked in. V'lomatzasi minig zeklal. And I couldn't find this minig anywhere. Minig ain't a move on klal. Moreover, not only could I not find it, but I couldn't explain it. I don't understand it. De'imatam yishum de'mechzi keshikra. And we'll see that, in fact, that is the rationale for some. Mechzi keshikra, we've discussed already, means it looks like sheker. So if, in fact, the reason is mechzi keshikra, halo b'gemar mevuar, there can't be any Mechzi Keshikra until such time that the Edim sign the document. V'od, if you'll say it's a Mechzi Keshikra problem, how do you write all the other things that are in the Shtar? How do you write so-and-so, the son of so-and-so, said to so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so, be my wife? And I think we touched on this in a different context previously. Then he says that it's not mastaber to him to say that the reason for this minig is to be choshish for the opinion of Rashi and the Shach in the Choshen Mishpat Simen Mem Ches, that you don't write the Toref of the Shtar before the event takes place. Ma Daito HaGodol B'zeh. And then the response comes back, Odos Mashe Orir Lenachon, that which you correctly pointed out, Mashiyesh Medaktik in Lichto Ba'atzmo Vikanina, Ve'enav Shapir Chazu, and you saw, I see that you looked in the Makoros, you saw Choshen Mishpat Memches, Shulchan Aruch, that even the Torah can be written, including the name of the Lova and the Malva and the amount. And you also quote correctly the Shach and the Rashi, who may suggest that it's a problem. Ein Sham, Ben Sivas HaMishpat, in the name of the Tumim, that the Minig is like the Shulchan Aruch. The Minig like the Shulchan Aruch, meaning, as we'll see, that you can do all of this. Aval HaTofes, L'kuli Alma Kosher, L'fi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, that word vekanina, the word vekanina is part of what we'll call the boilerplate language, and that could certainly be written in before the event, according to everybody, he says. V'gam mishom mechzi keshikra, anu poskim demutar gam be'edim. Lachain hamachmir b'zeh, someone who is particular about this, eino elamin hamatmiyim, they're doing something strange, ki ein makar l'chum razu, there is no makar for this practice. Rav Gishtetner, Zecha Tzadik HaKadosh Levracha, writing in 1978, Chelek Tesim and Involve says, this practice is indeed strange. Similarly, the Kenyan Torah was also asked about this, also in Tovshin Lamed Ches, same month, as we pointed out in the past, very often the same show will send the same shayla to a number of poskim to get their opinions. Very likely could have been the same shoel. Teves Tovshin Lamed Ches, this time to the Kenyan Torah. Kenyan Torah was Avram David Horowitz. Zatzal was Niftar not all that long ago, about 15 years ago. He was a Rav and a Posek in Strasbourg in France, and a Dayan at some point in the Beis Din HaGadol of the Eidah Charedis in Yerushalayim. Okay. For those that are interested, basically in the 40s, he was in France, and later in the 70s moved there to Israel. Okay. What does he say about this issue? So, he writes in Simen Kuf Yud Tes, Chelek Beis. He says, you should have asked me a stronger question. What's the stronger question? Yosi Mizeh Hayal HaKshos, Techol Nusach HaKsuba. That whole Nusach, HaKach Omar, right? Va'an Eflach Va'okir V'chule. Kol Zeh, Einach Hasen Omer Klal. The Chasen doesn't really say all those things when the Sofer is writing out the Shtar a week before, a month before. V'lo Achar Kach, and doesn't really say it later either. Imkein, Heich Kosen Dorim Sheinam. How do we write those things in the Shtar when the Chasen never says them? Acha Inyan De B'Shas Kabbalos Kenyan Omrim Lo Ha'edim. So what in fact happens? The Edim, at the time when they witness the Kabbalos Kenyan of the Chasen, or they actually perform the Kabbalos Kenyan with the Chasen, as we discussed, they tell him that he should mimic Kabbal Kenyan on everything that says in the Ksu. But Mela, then at that moment, Havale Kilu Amar Hakol B'Fiv, then it's like the Chasen recited everything that's in the Shtar. We have a rule, Stam Kenyan L'Ksiva made. Ukilu Amar. It's like he directed them to write all of that in the Shtar. Then he quotes Ramon, Evan Ezra, Simon Samach Vav, Sif Aleph, that Edom shouldn't sign the Ksuba until after the Chasan actually was Makabal Kenyan in their presence. And Vechein HaMinag LaHakbid Al Zeh. Imkein Zehu Iker HaKsuba V'lachin Manichim Tevas V'Kanina Ad Acher Kabbalas Kenyan Ki Zeh HaMakayim Es Kol HaToref as called Torah of HaKsuba, since that is the main part of the Ksuba in a certain regard. That's why this practice exists, because really the Edim should not sign until they see the Kenyan. So since they haven't seen the Kenyan yet, it hasn't taken place, writing of the word also we leave for then. Now, that which you say you haven't found this practice recorded anyway, he says, That's not a raya, because maybe you just didn't look in the right place. It is in fact found, he says, in Shulchan Ha'ezer. Where this practice is recorded. After making recourse to that particular sefer, he then goes on to say, Ulam, however, Al Pi Rov, in the Ksubos and Tanayim that we get that are pre-printed, the word Vekanina is already written Okay, so he explained the practice for those that are particular about it, because the kinyan is the key of the ksuba, the key to the ksuba, and the edim shouldn't sign before the kinyan takes place. So the writing of the word also perhaps shouldn't be written in, because it's really an expression of the chasan, of accepting the achrayas of the ksuba along with the kabbalah's kinyan. However, since most of the ksubas that you buy as forms already have the word vekanina written in, why is it not a problem? Not a problem because the rest of the details aren't written in there, the names and the place. And he says, a certain chacham showed me in the Sefer Yavanu Shmuel to the Rashbats, we'll see in a minute what it says over there, but in that Sefer, in the Kuntras Tikkun Sofrim, that was written by the son of the Rashbats, the Rashbash, and he writes over there, Masha Kosvin Vekaninu Biksuba. We know modern Ksuba Lashon is Vekanina. Kodem Shekonu Menachason, that's not Mechzik Shikra, because we write Tovsin Velo Omru Deminiach Makom Vekanina. It doesn't say anything there about the need to leaving out the word Vekanina. And he says that was the practice of his father as well, of the Tashbates. So Rav Gishtetner dismisses this as a chumrah, and the Kenyan Torah at least explains the behavior, tries to give a svar for it, and then says that this was even found in an earlier work, the Shulchan Ezer. I have to admit, I tried to find this in the Shulchan Ezer. I was unable to do that. Not to say that's not there, just in my search, in the particular place that's cited here, I could not find it. But even after saying that there is an earlier reference to it, he does admit that in many cases the ksubas are pre-printed, people are not particular about this, and l'chor it's not a problem, because not everything is written out before. Now, truth be told, many Masoretic Kedushin do write it out, everything before, the place, the names, vikanina, the whole nosach. And to that, we have this kuntras of the Tashbates, son of the Tashbates, the Rashbash, who says there's no need for that, and says his father was not makbar on that. So that's certainly a very early source. If you're looking at my sheets, looking at page 3, you'll see that I reproduced the kuntras Tikkun Sofrim of the Rashbash, who is the son of the Tashbates. And he says that which the Sofer writes out, the Shtar, and doesn't leave a place. It doesn't leave a place for the word vikanina, meaning that's all filled in before, and we're not choshesh v'shikra. It's not a problem. You can see it there in the last few lines. V'lo ka'aminan d'meniach makom v'kanina v'chein kasav adoni avi harav b'feirush Nosach HaKsuba Shechiber. The Maramins in Simen Koftas, this is a well-known Simen in the context of Chuppah V'Kiddushin. The Maramins there goes through many of the halachos and minhagim of the marriage, Chuppah V'Kiddushin. He says, I heard from some, Afil Keshekosun HaKsuba B'makom Anisuvim V'Kosun HaKsuba, before the actual chuppah, should not finish out the entire ksuba, rather tzarech l'shayer hakol shor v'kayim ad achar hakinyan. The end of the ksuba doesn't say the word v'kanina, but the words, the shor v'kayim, which are the words that signal the end of the ksuba, so it should not be filled in until after the kinyan shalokach hachosim b'shas nisuin v'az achar kach gomrin haksuba. Aval lichtov but to do before the kinyan has taken place, and the marriage, or at least the kedushin has taken place, that's mechzi kishikra. But even after having said that, the Maramins admits ruba da alma lo chashu alza. They're not choshesh. Lavush in Evan Ezra Simon Samach Vav Sif Yir Aleph. The Lavush in Evan Ezra Simon Samach Vav Sif Yir Aleph writes that Min Hadin it is proper to be careful not to write the ksuba until after the chasan was mekabel kinyan, again because of mechzi keshikra. So there is certainly a makar, a source for not writing the ksuba its entirety or not filling in the ksuba its entirety until after the kinyan. V'gam hayom min aroi shalachto maksuba achar chupa. Now, once upon a time, that was a minhag in Ashkenaz as well. I think we'd mentioned that in the past. Today, that's not our practice. Sfaradim continue that way, but we generally do finish the ksuba and have it signed before. The problem, again, is Eich yichtemu al vitzvias moras plonis v'havalei lintu kodim shitikanis l'chupa v'hu sheker gamor. How do we sign the document saying that so-and-so said to so-and-so, be my wife, and she said, great, when that didn't happen yet? The Sma in Choshen Mishpat, in describing the process where can Edim observe and oversee the Kinyan Chalip and Kinyan Sudar with the Makna, the Edim Nosnim Sudar Shalahem Laha Makna, Vehem Zochim Laha Kona Avuro. We discussed this last time. Ki Zochim Dodam Shalabafanov, that's not a problem. Shechein rov hakinyanim gam bezmanehem kevan demiderach ha'olam likach edim lahaknia kedei shelo yavo hachashe b'nehem. Ve'agav shemiyach dem edim lozeh nogim gam ken edim lasos hakinyan besuda shalem lazocha. As we've discussed, what happens after that procedure, after the edim make the kinyan with the seller? As kosin ha'edim kaninu miploni hamakna laploni hazocha. B'mona de kasha l'meknayabe. K'mo sha'anu nogim de kosun kim b'shtaroseinu. The Sma says, when do you write that down? When do those words get written into the shtar? After the actual Kabbalah's kinyan. So, to be fair, there certainly are suggestions in Mekoros, in early Mekoros, Ma'ra Mintz, Lavush, Sma, that there is some basis for being concerned about Mechzi Keshikra, and for the insistence on writing some words of the Shtar, not until after the Kabbalah's Kinyan has been effectuated. However, in Shulchan Aruch, the above notwithstanding, in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat Simen Mem Ches, we're now at the top of page 4 in the Makoros, Choshen Mishpat Simen Mem Ches, Paskins, expressly, not like the Shach that we alluded to earlier, which we'll come back to in a moment, not like the Shach, and truth be told, the majority of the poskim here, Paskin, not like the Shach. What are we talking about? What are we talking about over here? So, The Shach in Memchesiv Ka'an Aleph, which is the next Ma'ar Mokum, the Shach Choshen Mishpat Simen Memchesiv Ka'an Aleph, paskins like Rashi, that if you write in a shtar the name of the Lova and the Malva and the amount of the money that was being lent before the kinyan was made, there is a concern of Mechzi Keshikra. That's Rashi in Maseches Gittin Chavav Amud Aleph. Rashi in Maseches Gittin Chavav Amud Aleph. The Shach quotes it here in Siv Katan Aleph. Based on this Shach, again, some of the postgame have the support or the basis for suggesting that, in fact, one should not write the word Vikanina until after the Kabbalah's Kinyan. But the Mechaber does not paskin that way. The Mechaber openly paskins, not like the Shach. In fact, Rav Bar Shalom in Perek Mem Zayin, Rav Bar Shalom in Perek Mem Zayin, that's Chelek He, Mishpat HaKsuba Chelek He, Perek Mem Zayin, Seif Lamed Beis, writes that even though the Shach and Siv Katan Aleph seems to be endorsing the Shita of Rashi, the Shach himself in Mem Vav, that's Choshen Mishpat Simen Mem Vav, Siv Katan Nun Tes, Shach himself in Mem Vav, Siv Katan Nun Tes, seems to undermine that idea, meaning seems not to go like Rashi. Because there he says that when I choshesh from Mechzika Shekra, even when it comes to a chasima, as long as the matter in fact did come to fruition and it is a true event. Okay, what about what he says over here in Sifkat Mem Aleph, based on Rashi, that's regarding certain aspects of the shtar, but it has nothing to do with the word vikanina. Because there's no reason to be choshesh for what might happen in a get. There's no word vikanina over there in the get. Even if one wants to suggest that the first shach, Sifkat and Aleph, does in fact embrace the sheet of Rashi, it would certainly be an opinion that is not embraced by the majority of the poskim. And it's a good question as to whether or not the shach is endorsing Rashi wholesale or not, because again, the shach here, Mem Vav, Sifkat and Nuntes, writes, Be'em Ze'eno de Kvar Hochachti Le'el, in Simen Lamentes, So even if we'll say that the shach is choshesh for mechzi kishikra in very specific aspects, the shach later seems to be saying, no, we're not choshesh for mechzi kishikra, even when it comes to chasimos, not just regarding the ksiva of the document, but even the signing of the document. Good question, what exactly the sheet of the shach is, but whatever that may be, see that the shach is not really what appears to carry the day. On Daf Tav Kuf Chav Dalet, and with this we'll conclude, Rav Bar Shalom, after doing a very thorough analysis of this issue, he writes, V'anochi lo yadati eich lefarnes minag hamakpidim v'zeh, I really don't know how to make good sense to explain this minhag of being makbid to write the kanina before because of this concern of mechzi kashikra. I should point out, by the way, that I heard a number of times from Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita that his recommendation is that the Messiah Kedushin fill in the word the kanina before. Why? Because, and perhaps we'll talk about this next time, oftentimes, when someone is particular not to fill it in before, you know what happens? They leave it out. They forget to put it in. And that brings a whole separate set of questions to the fore. But Rabbi Shalom writes, says, I don't know how to make sense of this. Yitziva ba'ara v'yiru b'shmei shmaya. Harei b'osu ksuba mamish. Many of the same people who are worried about writing in the word Vakanina only after the Kinyan takes place are perfectly fine finishing that document, signing it before the Chuppah Vakidushin take place, meaning what most Ashkenazim do. Why are they not concerned about that? He said to her, be my wife. She said, yes. None of that happened yet. So why is that not Mechzi Keshikra, or worse? Okay, he says, this has already been discussed, because this is a very old minig, the way we do it. He said, okay, there are answers or explanations for that, but to be worried about the word, v'kanina, atshiyasu kodem asakinyan, seems funny in light of the way the rest of the document is completed. Mepnesha biksiva levadish mechzi keshikra lichtov mashalo hoya adayin. Habuchrei, Ra'isi Shekvar Kidmuni Bahasagazu Be Shael Sachuas Az Nidbru. He says, I'm not the only one that feels this way. I saw that Rav Gishtetner Zatzal in the Az Nidbru. Excuse me, I apologize. I think already twice I mentioned Az Nidbru, maybe three times Az Nidbru, and I said Rav Gishtetner. No, that is a mistake. I misspoke. Az Nidbru was Rav Binyamin Zilber Zatzal. Rav Gishtetner is the Lahoros Nason. I apologize. So hopefully if you're listening to this recording and you listen to the beginning and you were very upset when you heard me say Rav Gestetner, you made it to the end and you know that we corrected that. Okay. Anyway, he says even according to Rashi, who's brought by the Shach, Kevin Shazehu Tofes Velo Toref, Hamachmehu Menam Matmiim, and Sefer Ksuba Kehilchasa, which we've discussed here many times, Ksuba Kehilchasa, Rav Stern Shlita, writes Shekevan Shel Kuli Alma Zohi Rat Chumra Balma. Since everyone agrees that this is the Chumra, Yoser Tov Lihi Mana Mizeh. Yoser Tov Lihi Mana Mizeh. Better to not do that. Better to avoid that. Lefi Keshetarach Lichtov Berega Achron Abashas Lachas Yotzim Takolos Kanoda. And I could tell you that is certainly the case. When you're trying to finish the Ksuba and you have people coming over to say Mazel Tov and you have people carrying drinks and you have people taking pictures and video, there's a lot going on, and it is very likely that that word will be left out if a person is not particularly careful. The Ein Safik, Shalom Maisa Yesh Takalos, or Bar Shalom says, yes, there are takalos. I could tell you, he says firsthand that there are takalos. He says, Kama Pamim Ra'inu Ksubos Keilu. We've seen many times such Ksubos, Shashachaku Lamalos Achakach Milos Vikanina. Many times we get a ksuba, and the word vikanina is left out. V'as hashtar atzmo chaser raya zu shehaya kinyan. Maybe now we have another problem that the shtar does not record properly the kinyan. We'll speak about that. Gam, some masajik kedushin don't even know what to put there. If there's a blank space left by the one who prepares the shtar, another Masada Kedushin gets the shtar, and unfortunately, and if this is the case, he really shouldn't be doing the Kedushin, but you know, if some Masada Kedushin doesn't know what word goes there, Ma yesh lamalos ba'oso achalo, lachin metaitim oso b'kav, they just fill it in with a line. He says, I could tell you that happens, because we've seen it. V'yesh meham eschachmim lasade b'dfus, amnam es milas v'kanina. This is also common for those that do calligraphy ksubas or fancy ksubas that are done by hand. They'll have the sofer or the person preparing the document write out the word vikanina, but the kuf will be incomplete. So it'll look like viranina, meaning the leg of the kuf won't be there. To have the Masada Kedushin write out the whole word on a fancy ksuba, that they don't trust them to do. But to fill in the leg of the kuf, okay, that you could do and have it look presentable. So they'll have the word viranina, meaning it's really vikanina without the leg of the kuf. Aval eina mesaimim lichtov es regel akuf shel milos vikanina o shel shari vikayam. I've never seen that done, but if there are those who do that, it would make good sense, because that's something that we saw, I believe, going back to the was that back in the Levush? No, the Maramitz mentioned not writing Vishar Vikayim until after the Kenyan. V'yeshmei ha-meschachmim l'sad v'tfos, but the word v'kanina, as we said, they leave out the leg, or of Shar Vikayim, u'mash'irim osan l'hamshichon achar ha-kenyan. V'gam b'zeh yesh tachkalos. Why? Because they saw ksubas that came to the Beis Din, v'ranina. So Kedushin forgot to fill in the leg of the kuf. V'ein roi lin hokein. For all these reasons, because of all these problems, what problems? Well, one problem is you could have a Masada Kedushin that doesn't know what to put there. He crosses that. He just fills in the space with a line. You have a Masada Kedushin that do know this whole lumdus, but they forget to fill in the word vikanina altogether. Or you have a fancy ksuba. They write viranina. The Masada Kedushin forgets to fill in the leg of the kuf. Now you have a ksuba that says viranina and has been signed. So what happens in those cases, we know that we'll talk about another time, but Eich Sheyia, Rav Bar Shalom here advises not doing this because it's a chumrah. It's a chumrah that was not endorsed across the board. It's a chumrah that leads to takala. And again, as I mentioned, I heard many times from Rav Rulik Shlita, the same thing. He strongly suggests that this be done before to avoid any such problems. Okay, we'll stop here. Then next time we'll continue with something separate but related. I'll just mention again, because I misspoke earlier, and I feel badly about it on a number of levels, but Rav Binyamin Zilber Zatzal was also Nifter not that long ago. He was a posek for the Agudas Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, and lived his early years in Europe, but came to Eretz Yisrael also in the early years, in the Tekufa of the Chazon Ish. Depends what you call early, but that was back in the 30s. And among the other Svarim that he wrote, he authored 14 volumes of Shalos and Shuvos as Nidbur. He was Nifter about 10 years ago, 10, 11 years ago. So again, he's the author, Rav Binyamin Zilber, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, the As Nidbru, Rav Nosson Gestetner, the author of L'Horos Nosson, and my apologies for the confusion. Okay, we'll stop here.